Have you ever had an auntie? Come to that. Have any of you ever had an anti-disestablishmentarianism? Dr. Strangelove has. And yea, today of all days, he's about to find out why.
Well, hello there, dip boy.
Oh no!
What is it? It's only your aunt.
Only my aunt, Mr. B. This is Phyllis Glove.
And I'm sure that she seems a sweet old lady.
Hey, Tubby, listen to the old, or a whoopee one with my umbrella.
Hey.
Ah, yes. That sounds more like the Auntie Phyllis that I know and sort of fear.
Tubby Cheeky, the thing is, your mother didn't bring you up right.
No, I was more a kind of lying down.
Dr. S, what is going on? She can't be your auntie.
Why not?
Because, just as the listeners and even the writer sometimes forgets, you don't have a mum or dad. You were created in the laboratory out of mouldy old fruit.
Yes, I know. And just who was the super mega genius that created me?
You.
Yes, me!
So where did Phyllis Glove come from then?
I haven't the foggiest, but...
But?
Mind your language, young man. I shall not tolerate any more of this bottom talk, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do know exactly what you mean, my dear Auntie Phyllis. Please, come into the study, put your dainty hooves, nay, trotters, up, and partake in a cup of char.
So this is where you live, is it? The Wiggery. I must say, it's seen better days. I bet you don't even bother to clean it. I bet you just roll around in your own filth and muck like the pigs that you are.
Care for a spot?
I would say thank you, but it'd be a waste of time. Look! This tastes revolting! What is it?
Char.
Doesn't taste anything like tea.
No, it's real char. It's something that we burned yesterday.
You know, a char is a type of freshwater fish, the same as a trout.
Yeah, that's what we burnt. Trout.
So you mean to tell me that you are giving me a drink of burnt fish to drink?
Never mind. Here, let me improve the flavour for you by adding one or two droplets of this serum.
That's better. What is it?
It's a truth serum.
What?
Yeah.
You extremely handsome and witty devil. Why did you do this to me? I'm just a big fat old trout who likes to keep bossing you around and being rude all the time for no good reason whatsoever.
Yep, that's the truth serum working okay.
Yeah, although I think it's a little bit biased.
Oi, Teletubby. Gawk it, or I'll ram my umbrella down your throat, so help me, I will.
Listen, Phyllis, Auntie Glove, there's no need to get over-emotional. You've only had the truth serum. Look, I was made to take the musical potion. I had to sing and dance through my entire day.
Yeah, I've got that episode on tape. It was a classic.
Why did you make me, Big Fat Nelly, take the truth serum? What's up? What's going on? What do you want to know?
Simple, Auntie. I want to know who you are.
But, you dear, sweet, kind, generous hunk of a man, you know who I am. I'm Big Fat Nelly. I'm in Phyllis Glove, your stupid auntie. Damn this truth serum.
But I wasn't born. I was created. I have no mum and dad. So how can I have an aunt? Explain yourself, Auntie, and it had better be good. Where did you come from?
I told you, didn't I?
No, I simply will not believe it.
Look, we all make mistakes sometimes, Dr. S.
Yeah, but not her. Not Auntie Phyllis Glove. Why did I create her? And when?
Well, look, if I'm remembering this correctly, which I think I am, when you created yourself, you went back in time 2 years to do the dirty deed. So what do you say you try the same trick with Auntie?
Yes, of course. Time travel.
So what you gonna do?
There's only one thing to do, Mr. B. I'm going to smash up my time machine to stop future me from going back in time and creating that hideous old crone.
Hey, careful, Dr. S. Your auntie has big elephant ears.
She's asleep. That serum knocks you out like a light after only 10 minutes.
So, auntie's asleep?
Yes.
So come on then, what are we waiting for? Let's go and smash up this time machine.
Later, when Dr. Strangelove's time machine was all smashed up...
I, Dr. Strangelove, am very clever.
Yeah, you've just smashed up your time machine.
Not only that, Mr. B, I have just outwitted my future self. Now the future me cannot go back in time to create my fat old auntie.
Wicked boy, I should get you a castrator for this.
Yeah, right.
What are you laughing about? You? Tubby? Tell me what's going on.
Me tell you what's going on? I'm just as confused as everybody else.
It's simples. I've just stopped future me from ever creating you, Auntie Phyllis Glove. Don't you see? You're a walking anomaly.
How dare you use language like that? I shall wash your mouth out with soap and water and then get you disemboweled.
Not so. I calculate that in 20 seconds or so, you shall disappear completely and forever. And that's not usually very easy for a fat old trout like you to do.
Yeah, and to think she calls me Tubby.
What do you mean 20 seconds? What are you talking about?
The timelines are busy readjusting themselves. Once they rewrite the bit about you ever being created, then you'll just simply pop out of existence.
Yeah, and does that mean we'll forget about having this conversation? Because there's plenty of other things that I should sooner be doing.
18, 19, 20... 20 seconds have passed!
And yet I'm still here.
My, that is... strange!
Yeah, what can it mean? Your mad auntie's still here.
Typical. She's always been difficult, this one.
Here, maybe you destroying the time machine didn't do the job. Maybe future you creates another time machine, you know, one that actually works.
It's plausible.
Yes, boys. It's either that or...
Or?
I've been lying to you all this time.
What?
Yes.
But the truth serum, you took it.
Yes, and I predicted that. Which is why beforehand I took an anti-serum, or should that be an anti-serum?
Anti-serum?
Oh, get with it, man. It's a play on words. Anti-serum, you know, a serum that turns you into an auntie.
So, you mean to say that you're not my auntie?
No, you fool. I'm Dr. Stratagem. Your mad stalker and rival.
Oh, no! Not again!
Oh, yes. I'm back, baby.